Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Discussions of the military today, whether we're talking about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy or the military weighing in on the Florida story that we've been following all morning. But American troops are now in full force in Afghanistan. The last regiment of the 30,000 troop surge has arrived. Over the next year, they hope to turn the tide against the Taliban. We've returned again and again to the situation on the battlefield in Afghanistan. Quentin Somerville, with our partner, the BBC, went along for the ride with the 101st Airborne, and he brought back some tape of what it's like. Here's Quentin Somerville.
The 101st Airborne are on the move. This regiment served in Normandy, Vietnam, and now its newest recruits are heading to Afghanistan. Privates Cosarilla and Gaskin said their goodbyes at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. They've barely been outside the US before. They're the last of the surge of 30,000 American troops arriving here. They hope to finish off the Taliban and end this nine-year-long war.
It's Quentin Somerville in embed with the 101st Airborne. Around 4,000 troops from the division are being stationed in Paktia province near the border with Pakistan, one of the most dangerous places in the world. Quentin traveled with them as they went on foot patrol down the dusty road in a small Afghan village.
We're just heading into the village of Zaruk. We're about 12 miles from the Pakistani border. And now these troops know that they won't be able to stop the insurgents coming across that border, but they're hoping that with more regular patrols as a result of the extra troops from the surge, they can deter them, and that having these extra troops on the ground will make locals here feel safer.
And what do the troops themselves actually say?
The surge has brought Sergeant Cardwell to Afghanistan for a third time. On his return, he finds the Taliban are fiercer than ever before.
From when I was here the first time, back in 02, they had fought, it's the same guys who fought against the Russians and stuff like that, but now they've been fighting with the U.S. or, you know, coalition forces for almost 10 years now, and they definitely know how we fight and are more prepared than what they used to be.
Captain Henry Hansen also spoke with Quentin Somerville. He's from the 101st Airborne, and he took Quentin for a walk around the base. There were some surprises.
This is one of our towers. I got to see the lay of the land, see where a couple of rockets have hit around this area, taking some enemy contact. Yeah, you can see we're kind of in a bowl here, surrounded by mountains. The enemy just likes to hang out around up there. But
the insurgents are firing from these hills over here?
All around.
All around.
Yep.
So when that siren goes, what do you do?
Well, the problem is we don't really have a siren. It's kind of just put out over the radio. And we have a set, drill that we do. Everybody gets to cover. We try and find where the fire is coming from. We have a couple different ways to do that. And then we just return fire with mortars usually. And they've been very successful here in counterfire missions, killing the enemy. So something we want to keep up as well. Right here, we got some more battle damage sustained on the cop. Indirect mortar round hit this trailer right here. You can see what kind of damage it does.
So I guess that landed
right on it.
Right on it.
Yeah. Yep. Landed right on it. It's kind of a fact of life around here, dealing with the indirect.
The voice of Captain Henry Hansen from the 101st Airborne speaking with our BBC colleague Quentin Somerville. The threats in Afghanistan far from Florida pastors and political news conferences in Washington. The voices themselves in Afghanistan.